Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, and happy new year, and welcome to Joy and Peace. We are so happy and delighted that you have stopped by or will stop by later in the archive. This year we're starting on a brand new show with brand new topics. And today our topic is keep your focus in 2017 on Jesus. Yes, that's the topic. Keep your focus in 2017 on Jesus. You know your focus can go to so many places on so many things, but this year start keeping your focus on Jesus. You know, as I was thinking about this topic, you know, as we live our lives, it's easy to lose focus on what is important. You know, it's easy to get caught up in the problems of life that we forget where our focus is supposed to be on. You know, when you are facing tough times, what are you really focusing on? When you are in the midst of prosperity, what are you focusing on? When you are confronted with a choice between two things that claim to be true, what are you focusing on? And today, we are talking about focusing, keeping your in 2017 on Jesus. You know, first of all, to focus is to direct one's attention or concentrate on something. If we are focused on Christ, then he has our attention. We are concentrating on him and his word. He occupies the forefront of our mind. You know, such a focus is only fitting because Jesus is the head of the body, the church. He is the beginning and the firstborn from among the dead. So I went to Colossians 1:1-4, and it says, contain much that can help us stay focused on Christ. Since then you have been raised with Christ. Set your hearts on things above, where Christ is, seated at the right hand of God. Set your mind on things above, not on earthly things. For you died, and your life is now hidden with Christ in God. Praise God, praise God. And you know, when you think about that, Christ, who is your life, appear, then you will also appear with him in glory. We are to focus on things above, remembering that Christ is seated in the place of glory and power. You know, the reason for the command is also given because we have been risen up to new life with Christ. You know, to focus on things above, we must consistently remove our focus from earthly things. And the reason is given. We have died to self, and Christ is our very life. Helping us stay focused on Christ is the reminder that Jesus is coming again. And when we see him, he will know glory. My. You know, some of these things I wrote down are some things that you need to focus on in 2017 on Jesus. Focus on your commitment with the Lord. Focus on forgiveness in 2017. Focus on authority in 2017. Focus on marriage, if you're married in 2017. Function, you know, keep your focus on functional family because we have so many dysfunctional, but we need to keep our mind on Jesus and our functional family. Keep your focus on your children this year. Keep your focus on judgment. Keep your focus on work. Keep your focus on prayer. Prayer is the key. Keep your focus on your thoughts, not somebody else. Look at your thoughts. Look in the mirror this year and see if God is pleased with what you're doing and what you're saying. Don't point the finger. Focus on Jesus in 2017. Thanksgiving. Because, you know, God has been so good to us. Do you thank him Are you appreciative? Are you letting him know that, Lord, I thank you. Lord, I adore you. Lord, I magnify you. Lord, I glorify you. Are you really focusing on things this year? Or are you just focusing on self and material things? Focus on love. God is love. Focus on eternal life. Focus on faith this year. Keep your focus on your faith this year. And above all, keep your focus on salvation. We're talking about keeping your focus in 2017 on Jesus. And, you know, I went over to Matthew 6 and 33. It says, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Also in Proverbs 4 and 25, it says, let thine eyes look right on, and let thy eye look straight before thee. And then I went to Romans 8 and 5. For they that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh, but they that are after the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. These are Bible verses I'm giving you about staying focused in 2017. I have some more. 2 Timothy 2 and 15 say, study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that need not ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. My. Oh, my. When you just think about that. Oh, God, it's just so good. You can't help but keeping your mind focused on Jesus. And 1 Peter 3 and 17 say, for it is better if the will of God be so that ye suffer for well-doing than for evil-doing. 1 Corinthians 10 and 13 say, thou hast no temptation taken you, but such as is command to man. But God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that ye are able, but will with the temptation also make a way to escape, that ye may be able to bear it. Proverbs 2 through 5 say, so that thine incline thy ear unto wisdom, and apply thy heart to understanding. These are verses about staying focused in 2017. You know, also, Hebrews 2 lists some of the things that Christ have done or is doing for us. He share our humanity. He breaks the power of the devil. He frees us. He is our merciful and faithful high priest. He suffered for us, and he helped those who are tempted in this world. You know, Hebrews 3 and 1 said, therefore, holy brothers and sisters who share in the heavenly calling, fix your thoughts on Jesus, whom we acknowledge as our apostle and high priest. We're talking about keeping our mind stayed on Jesus. My. You know, when you keep your mind on Jesus and on things above, you won't go wrong. That's what God wants us to do. Keep our mind on him, because he's such a good God. He's a loving God. He's a kind God. And as I was reading the scripture, I found some more things was to keep focus on this year in 2017. It was keeping your focus on joy. You know, the church was facing out of persecution. Just living life was very hard. It would have been easy to be depressed about life in general. It would have been easy to think that God had abandoned them because of what they were facing. But not so. The consequence of having received God's salvation, that word again, one of the tag words, salvation, should be an attitude of joy. You know, joy is not dictated by circumstances. Joy does not come from outward condition. Joy is something that comes from inside of us because of our spiritual riches in Christ. You know, joy comes from the assurance of what we have in Christ. You know, when things get tough, we need to focus on the joy we have in Christ, because that's where the joy of the Lord is our strength. My. When you think about that, the joy of the Lord, when you think about what he's doing today in your life, what he will do for you in 2017, that's the key, your focus on him. We like to set our mind on so many things, but on Jesus. But our minds need to be on spiritual things, not just ourselves, but on Jesus. And when you have your mind on Jesus, my, don't you know, great things will happen for you. You know, one of the tag words I use also is prayer. This year in 2017, focus on prayer. You know, joyful believers will also be prayerful believers. Those who live their Christian lives in joyful, depending on God, will continue to recognize their own insufficient and therefore constantly be in an attitude of prayer. You know, when we are struggling and facing difficult situations, I'm asking you this question today. What do you do? This is my next thing I'm asking you. What is the first thing you think to do? I hope it is to pray. You know, prayer is often the means by which obstacles are removed which stand in the way of our joy. To pray without ceasing means our souls are to be constantly elevated to God. God means for prayer to be a constant in the life of the Christian. That's keeping your focus in 2017 on Jesus. A lot of people are doing fasts, 3, 21-day and 40 fasts. While you're on that fast, keep your focus on Jesus. You know, to pray without ceasing means our soul are to be constantly elevated to God. God means for prayer to be constant in the life of us. You know, Romans 12:12 say, rejoicing in hope, persevering in tribulation, devoted to prayer. We're still talking about keeping your focus in 2017 on Jesus. Then another thing I run across was focusing on the Holy Spirit. My. When you focus on the Holy Spirit, you know, you don't want to quench the Spirit. Some things was happening in the church that was causing the Spirit to be quenched, meaning to extinguish a fire. But when the Holy Ghost is moving, let the Holy Ghost have its way in you and others around you. Colossians 4:2 say, devote yourself to prayer, keeping alert in it. When we have focusing on thanksgiving, my. You know, how many of us are thankful when bad things happen in our life? We first throw up our hands and say, why me, Lord, why me? Well, sometimes just say, well, why not me, Lord? It happened to others, and you brought them out. Why not me? You know, constant joy with constant prayer will develop an attitude of constant thanksgiving. You know, Philippians 4:6-7 say, be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your request be known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all comprehension, will guard your heart and your mind in Christ Jesus. We are told that in everything we are to give thanks, no exception. We are to give thanks to God for everything. No matter how big, how little, how small, we are to give thanks to God. He is our everything. Our everything. We're having problems today with our Blog Talk Radio studio, but I'm continuing going on. I will not let anything rob me of keeping my focus in 2017 on Jesus, because the enemy comes in like a flood. But if we focus on him, our mind won't be focused on Jesus. So we got to keep our mind focused on him and not the situation. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Well, I can't play any music today, so I will continue on talking. You know, the Spirit is given to us to help convict us of sin, to help us in the renewing process, to help free us from the bondage of sin. Romans 8:3-9 say to be a mark or steel to show we belong to God. You know, when we refuse to listen to the Spirit prompting in our life, we can quench the Spirit. When I refuse to live up to the knowledge I have about God, my heart will become hardened, and the Spirit will not be able to work within me. So I can't quench the Spirit. No matter how much somebody else is trying to put out the fire, I've got to stay in the Holy Spirit. Let the Holy Spirit use me. I can't do what somebody else do. I got to do what God say do. And you know what? We need to focus on the Spirit leading in our lives. You know, there have been times I did not want to follow the lead because I was not sure. I wanted to travel. The Spirit was leading. It is a miserable feeling because God is taking you one way and you want to go another way. But you got to be led by the Holy Spirit. So that's why I'm telling you today, keep your focus in 2017 on Jesus. You know, we have to focus on God's word. Prophecy was an important part of the early church until God's word was complete. The prophets of the early church played an important role in delivering God's will to man. You know, the closest thing we have today to the prophet is the prophet, the evangelist, or the preacher. But a lot of people want to say there is no prophets. We have prophets, we have evangelists, we have prophetess. They are still in the word today. God didn't cut that out of his word. And since of the word of God is complete, people feel that there is no need for prophets. Yes, there is. You know, Romans 12:6 says, since we have gifts that's different according to the grace given to us, each of us is to exercise them accordingly. If prophecy according to the proportion or his faith, should read according to the proportion of the faith. The prophecy should line up with the body, knowing that makes the faith. And to despise means to set against. We are not to set ourselves against the word of God. We are to work hard to see this does not happen. All the words, because they do not like what it says, or it does not line up what they believe. But when we believe our lives as we await the return of Jesus, we must focus on the Holy Spirit so that we do not quench the Spirit work in our life. We can quench the work of the Holy Spirit in our life by immorality, hardness of heart, carelessness, or living a life contrary to that which God wants for us. You know, I know people who are being deliberately disobedient to God, and they wonder why they do not feel close to God. I know if you run across some people like that. And my conclusion for today, keeping your focus in 2017 on Jesus. If you are struggling with some areas of your life right now, maybe it's time to get your eyes focused in the right place. This ending, you know, recap most of what Paul had been trying to impart to the people. We must be ready at all times for the return of Jesus. If we belong to Jesus, we are to live like it. We are to live in such a way it inspires others to wait and want the peace and the joy we have. So today, if you find yourself struggling, take the focus off yourself and put it on Jesus where it needs to be. That is our topic for today, starting the brand new year. Keep your focus in 2017 on Jesus. And until next week, be blessed. Hope to hear from you all next week. From Joy and Peace, Overseer Sadie Elliott. Bye-bye.